Hello, 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 and welcome to Home and Away. I am Stella Zakariasen, and I'll be your host for the next hour. What a beautiful snowy winter day here in Faroe Islands. All is calm and all is bright. Here in the studio, Christian Imhoff from Argentina is waiting to share his story with us. It feels like Christmas and we are in great spirits. So without further ado, let's get the show started. We'll be right back after this break.
Que de mí se diga, vive usted su vida, que yo vivo la mía. Que solo es una, disfruta el momento, que el tiempo se acaba y pa' atrás no verá. Bebiendo, fumando y jodiendo, sigo vacilando de party todos los días. Y cielo,
desacatado, empatillao. Shadow Towers.
Welcome back, guys. This is Home and Away. And if you have just tuned in, we have a guest here. His name is Christian Imhoff from Argentina. Christian, a warm welcome to you on this cold day.
Yeah, thank you. And hello, everyone.
Thank you so much that you could take time to come and talk to us. And we have a lot to talk about. So why don't we start off by you telling us a bit about yourself?
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation. Well, about me, I'm a volleyball player, volleyball coach. I came here in Faroe Island because volleyball and because Corona also. Here I am. I am a professional volleyball player, and now I became like a volleyball coach. So that's my story.
That's your story. But you are actually, tell us about whom you're coach for and, because you are in different teams.
Yeah, I'm working in, I came here in Faroe Island because Mjolnir made me a contract, Mjolnir from Glasvik. And then I start to coach also national team for young national teams, under 15, 16 and under 17. And then I start to help also in under 19 and in the first division, all for men divisions. And now I signed a contract to be the women coach for national team.
Okay, so coach for the women's national
team. Many jobs, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good, isn't it? Good to have a lot to do. But when I walked in here and when I saw you, you are the tallest person that I have ever seen, actually. Okay. So when people see you, do they tell you, are you a volleyball player? Do they ask you?
Most of the people ask me about basketball first.
Basketball, yeah. Yeah,
but I think here is not so popular, the basketball, so... Maybe that's why here they ask me more about volleyball or what I'm doing here.
True. You have already told why Faroe Islands, but you came to Faroe Islands, but you are not on your own, are you? You didn't come here by yourself.
No. It was Corona time when I came. I got an offer from Mjolnir. I was in Argentina because the volleyball season stopped. It was in all the world stopped because Corona. And I was in Argentina, and the manager contacted me and said, come to Faroe Island, here is totally safe, it's not restrictions, it's not Corona, so you can come here. The league is still playing, so it's not canceled. And okay, yeah, in that time it was difficult for, not just for me, for all volleyball players. So I decided to come here, and it was true. It was no restrictions, nobody was wearing masks. So it was a good time, if we consider about the rest of the world, was a good place to stay. So it was a right decision to come here.
Yeah. So did you come 3 years ago or 2 years?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. So talking about Argentina, do you mind telling us about your life as you were growing up there?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a small place, small city, where my parents actually live now. It was good time. Reminds me a lot Glasvik, where I am living now, because it's a small place and it's safe. Everybody can walk
safely.
Yeah, you can leave the doors open in your house, or you can leave the car open. This in Argentina changed a lot. Actually, now on these days, you cannot do it even in my hometown. Because it changed a lot. Yeah, it's not secure anymore. So that's why when we came here, it reminds me a lot when I was a child there in Argentina.
That's amazing you're saying that, because most of the guests that I have interviewed, when I ask what surprised you most about Faroe Islands, they always say the fact that you can leave the house open or the car open. So it's actually the first time I'm hearing another place similar to Faroe Islands that you could do that.
Yeah. So yeah, that was weird, actually. When we came here the first week, when we arrived the first time, the airline lost the baggage. So we were waiting for 1 week, our luggage. And when the baggage arrived, the guy who bring the luggage just knocked the door and came in into the house. And we were totally surprised because it's not common that the people come into your house.
Yeah.
And we were totally shocked. And then the people explained us like, no, come relax, it's totally normal. And the second thing that surprised us when we arrived, it was that the owner of the house say, okay, this is your house. You will live here. Thank you and goodbye. And then we say, okay, give us the key, please. No, you don't need key here in Faroe Island. And it's totally true. We never use a key.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are not even locking your house when you're going out?
No.
But do you think it's safe to say that now in the radio?
Okay. Nobody knows where I live, so it's okay. There are many houses in Klaksvík.
Yeah, many houses.
But this is something that it was weird for us because in Argentina, you cannot even think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely amazing. And that's something that all the guests, they talk about and something that we don't maybe, like you said, think about and we take it for granted. Describe Argentina through your eyes, please. I'm thinking about the country, the landscape and what kind of religion you have and food, culture, traditions and things like that.
Well, about religion, most of us, we are Christians. But on this day, it's not so popular, but new generations are not thinking so much about the religion. That's also different here. I saw many of my players are going to the church and they are really into the religion. That's very good. But in Argentina, they start to just put attention in other stuff, not in the religion. I don't know if it's right or not, but the times change all the time, so
yes.
it's part of this. About
the country, I'm thinking.
The country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are, how to explain, we have a lot of patience, and you can see now in the World Cup, the supporters, Argentinian supporters, they are really warm or really
alive.
Yeah, it's difficult to explain in one word, but we are really passionate about not just football, about everything. So that's a good point also. What else? About food? Okay, barbecue.
Okay,
We eat a lot of meat and everything. And now, normally we have a meeting with friends or families 2 or 3 times a week. It's very common that everybody have meetings there just to talk or just to see each other. I don't know if here it's the same, but there is it's really common just to see each other and talk.
Just visiting and things like that. Do you have any special culture or any traditions? Because many times, many countries, they have some special culture or traditions throughout the year. And in a while, we are going to talk about how you celebrate Christmas there. But before that, do you have any other special traditions?
Yeah, well, we have one that we bring with us. It's we drink mate. I don't know if somebody hear about that or maybe somebody see Messi or the guy from Uruguay, Suarez also, because it's common in Uruguay also. We drink this mate. It's infusion.
Okay.
It's like a tea and we put some water inside and we drink and we share with that's the weird thing. We share with the people. Okay. It's just to be together and share something and talk. That's the tradition. And what else was? Sorry.
That's okay. That's the hospitality you have and any other tradition. For example, we were recently talking about in Sri Lanka, we shave the head of the babies when they are, when they are born. So they get new hair and things like that. So I'm always interested to get to know about different traditions that countries might have. But
I'm not sure about some traditions, especially from Argentina. This about mate, this is typical from Argentina or barbecue. But then I'm,
Do you use a lot of spices in the food or?
No, normal. Normal. Actually, I'm eating really healthy. My wife is taking care of the
diet.
Everything. So that's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
I'm just a little bit more curious to know about Argentina. Do you have mountains, beaches? How is it with the seasons? You mentioned to me during the break that you have four seasons.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Argentina actually is a really big country. It's 4,000 kilometers long. So we have all the kind of weathers. We have four seasons. And depends where you live, you have different weathers. For example, if you live in the south, it's more like here, more windy or more, you have more snow. And also the days are a bit longer in the summer and shorter in the winter. But then if you live in the north, it's warm. It's almost all the year is summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's around 35 degrees all year.
Wow, okay.
And then in the middle, it's where I live, in the middle, it's more like normal. You have winter, you have summer.
And yeah, spring and autumn,
yeah. Four seasons. And then mountains, yeah, we have next to Chile, we have Los Andes. It's really high mountains. And then we have ocean, but it's more... It's not like Brazil, like paradise, because in Argentina we have the river who ends in the ocean, so the water is a bit brown.
Okay.
So it's not like a paradise like in the picture in Brazil, but it's okay. We have a beach, we have a good weather, so it's okay.
Yeah, so if I want to go to Argentina, what can I see there? What would you recommend?
Well, you have many things to do. It's a long country and a big country. So you can go in the south and you can see glacier.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of mountains and lakes with the transport water. So you can see from the top. You can see the bottom. Yeah.
Wow.
Then... in the center, you have Buenos Aires, many things to do. It's an important city. We have 11 million people living in Buenos Aires. Then you have in the north, there where I told you that it's really warm, we have waterfall. It's really nice also, Cataratas. It's in the limit with Brazil and Paraguay.
Okay.
So it's a nice place. And then, yeah, in the center, you have many places to see. You can fish there, you can hunt.
Many things.
You can do hiking, a lot of things.
That sounds interesting. And, of course, many times when we think about traveling, you know, we think about the same places all the time. But why not Argentina, you know?
I met with some people from here who were there like a tourist. But they say it was not enough. They were there 1 month.
Okay.
And they say it was not enough because it's a long country and you have to run everywhere. So they wish to have more time next time.
That's good to know, actually. And you speak Spanish there, you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
So before we take a break, I would like to know how you celebrate Christmas. Now we are approaching Christmas season here. And you might have experienced Christmas in Faroe Islands. Did you?
Yeah, but with foreign people.
Okay.
Not with Faroese people.
With the traditional.
No.
Okay.
No.
How do you celebrate there?
In Argentina, it's totally different because there right now it's summer.
Okay.
So it's around 35, 40 degrees.
Okay.
So it's different.
Yeah.
And normally we set up the table outside because it's warm inside to cook and everything. So we set up everything outside. And yeah, we prepare some barbecue or fresh food just to enjoy it with families.
Mm-hmm.
And some places, like in my village, because it's not so big, the people go in the street with the neighbors. So we cut the street. And we'd set the tables there in the street and everybody enjoying a Christmas dinner.
Mm. That sounds very interesting, actually.
Yeah,
it takes me back to my childhood a little bit in the village. That sounds really good. And here, of course, you know, they start 24th night, Christmas Eve, and they open the presents and then 25th and 26th as well. Do you have only on 25th or do you have
No,
many
we days? Have the same, but not on 26th. It's Christmas Eve on 24th and then, Charles, they
okay, open
I,
the...
I don't see the I don't see the secret. I don't tell the secret, but yeah, they open the presents and then, we just drink and eat and everything. And then 25 is more like religion.
Mm-hmm.
celebration, and that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, and New Year.
The same.
Same.
31, and then celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. That sounds so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that part about your country. When we come back, we are going to go to Faroe Islands. We are going to come to Faroe Islands and the time that you arrived here. So you chose a song from your country. Do you mind telling us about it?
Yeah, this is Bizarrap with Quevedo. It's an Argentinian DJ with a Spanish singer. And it was the most popular song in this year in Spanish language in Spotify. So that's why I chose it. Yeah. It was popular in Argentina and Spain. That's why.
So we'll be right back.
Club con el combo, rápido la vi lejos. Se pintaban los labios y la copa como espejo. Se acercó poco a poco y yo queriendo que me baile. Luego me dijo, vamos que te enseño Buenos Aires. Y nos fuimos en una, empezamos a la una. Y con la nota rápido nos dieron las tres. Perreamos toda la noche y nos dormimos a las diez. Ando rezando la Dios para repetirlo otra vez. Fuimos en una, empezamos a la una. Y con la nota rápido nos dieron las tres. Perreamos toda la noche y nos dormimos a las diez. Ando rezándole a Dios para repetirlo otra vez. Dime, beba, fecha y hora y te paso a buscar. Yo le llego donde los demás, tú sabes que no le llegan. Ruido de botellas de champán, de las copas al brindar. Pero solo escucho como late mi corazón cuando ve ese cuerpo escaparate. El traje combina con la Mercedes Granate. No hay otro por más que yo. Quédate, que la noche sin ti duele. Tengo en la mente la pose y todos los gemidos. Que ya no quiero nada que no sea contigo. Quédate, que la noche sin ti duele. Tengo en la mente la pose y todo lo que hicimos. Que ya no quiero nada que no sea contigo. Dale guacha, suelta. Vente pa' Canarias sin el equipaje, sin viaje de vuelta. Por la isla te va a dar una vuelta. Bebé, solo avisa. El sábado te teo, el domingo misa. Estoy a ver si me garantiza que te me pegas como quien graba con B-Side. Salir a las amigas del party y ella se quedó mirándonos a los ojos, no al reloj. Y nos fuimos en... Fuera al apartamento en privado, me pedía que le diera un concierto. Le dije que por menos de un beso no canto. Y nos fuimos en una, empezamos a la una. Y con la nota rápido nos dieron las tres. Perreamos toda la noche y nos dormimos a las diez. Ando rezando la Dios para repetirlo otra vez.
We are too busy talking even during the break. We have a lot to talk about, Christian, huh? Do you mind taking us through the moment when you first arrived in Faroe Islands?
Well, I arrived in September. Yeah, in the end of September. So it was not so dark. So I was really impressed because it was a good weather. I was surprised because mountains, ocean, small village with grass in the roof. Mm-hmm. So everything was really nice and perfect. So I was really surprised when I came because I didn't expect that view. So it was perfect.
Yeah, and with a lot of sheep as
well. Yeah, that's true.
By the way, now that you mentioned grass on the roof, did you see sheep on that roof?
Not yet.
Not yet. I haven't seen it also, but I think it's really funny. What are your thoughts on Faroe Islands now? I know that you've been here only for 2 years, but still, your view of Faroe Islands, has it changed in any way from the time that you arrived till now?
No, the only thing that changed is when I arrived, it was before before winter.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how it's winter. That's
yeah.
It's hard, but it's okay. We survived.
Yeah.
It's totally different than other countries because here it's more dark. Actually, before I came, I was expecting, you know, to see northern lights and see how it is to live with 4 or 5 hours with bright, you know, with lights. And then after 1 year, one winter, it was like, okay, this is different.
Yeah.
But here we are, so yeah. It's good, it's good.
That's true. I always say that, you know, many times, this is just my thought. Now, when you're mentioning about you wanted to see the northern lights and things like that, many times I think when I see pictures by the photographers that are displayed about Faroe Islands, it paints maybe a picture that is not the actual truth of Faroe Islands, you know, because the real truth of Faroe Islands is like very gray, very yeah. dark and things like that. But the thing that attracts me most about in all this is that people know how to have a cozy time inside the house, you know, lighting the candle and bringing people together and having some good food and knitting clubs. And, you know, they have created their own happiness in those dark times. But have you seen a northern light so far?
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And by the way, about the houses, also surprised me when I arrived at the... Because I saw big houses with big windows and everything. And I was, okay, why? And then I understood why.
Yeah.
Because it's winter.
Yeah, and the view.
Yeah, the view. True.
Take us through your daily life here. I'm thinking about your work and hobbies and your family. With the amount of work that you have, as you described, I don't know if you have time for hobby. But tell us a bit about your daily life here.
Well, not too much time for hobbies. Actually, when I have free time, I like to watch videos about volleyball and some games or some important games. Now we are, all of us, we are watching World Cup, Football World Cup, so it's different time at least. Normally I wake up early. I start to prepare the day, mm-hmm. practices for the day. And then I go to fitness almost every day. Then when I come back, I have breakfast with my wife. Then I study a little bit Italian. I'm studying Italian.
Okay.
Normally in the evening, I just or continue with Italian or watch some television or some games, sport games.
Yeah.
I watch a lot sports.
Yeah.
Then I go to the club, I stay like 4 or 5 hours there, and come back, dinner, and go home, go to sleep, yeah.
So you're definitely not bored,
you have plenty to do.
Do you find it easy or difficult to integrate with Faroese people?
Well, I think my situation is different than most of the foreign who are living here, because I came to play and I came to a club. So from the first day, I was involved in some group, let's say, in a club. So yeah. Immediately I have contact with 20 or 40 people, you know, 40 persons. So it was easier for me. Also for my wife, when we arrived, she started also to play just to have some connection and some social part.
Yeah.
And then the people was really open with us, really warm and kind with us. So it was actually we didn't suffer the distance. So it was really good.
That's good. And more you are getting to know people as well. We are going to take a break. We are going to play Foo Fighters' Long Road to Ruin. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about integrating and migration and things like that.
Sound. Say, have you heard
Well, we are actually, I wish that what we talked in the break could have been an interview, because you explained so well about, you know, your coaching and things like that. I wanted to ask, migration can be hard if it has changed you in any way, but please tell us about why it's so normal for you, because you have lived in different countries.
Yeah. Well, when I started my professional life, let's say, I was playing a few years in Argentina, and then I started to travel. I play in Spain, then I moved to Belgium, Israel, Turkey, Romania, what else? Chile, Paraguay, Indonesia, and then I'm here.
Wow, that's like many countries you have traveled to.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Well,
any special place that you would like to go back to?
No, not because I don't want to go back. If I can choose, of course. I don't want to go back in that countries because I know already the countries. So yeah. I want to visit another countries. And, you know, for us, it's a challenge to arrive in a different country, with a backpack and arrive there in a new club with new people and with the common goals.
Yeah.
And fight for it. So it's difficult, but at the same time it's interesting, and this is why we're still doing that.
Yeah, so the answer can be migration is not hard for you because you're already used to moving around.
Yeah, it's part of life.
Yes, and you enjoy it. Is there anything you find it difficult to adjust here in Faroe Islands?
No. I think all the people makes me the life more easy, you know, because everybody was kind with me, and if I need something, they help me. So no, we didn't suffer anything, and it was very good here since the first day.
Okay, that's good to hear. And do you, coming to the Faroese language, we talked a bit before, do you speak the Faroese language, and do you find it hard to learn, easy to learn, or do you even want to learn?
No, I think I know two or three words, nothing else. But because when I'm coaching the kids, all of them speak English. All people speak English, and also because I don't have time to go in school, so I prefer to just keep speaking English and avoid the Faroese language.
And I can imagine being a coach, and also in the sports industry, it's a lot of English words everywhere, isn't it, when you're coaching? So I understand that totally. And as you said, the young people, they understand English.
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah. What has been your biggest challenge now that we told that you found it easy to adjust to, nothing was difficult, but did you have any challenge? What was the biggest challenge? Is it because we were talking about the darkness, mm-hmm. you know, during winter and the rain and the wind.
Yeah.
But is there anything that you feel like that has been a challenge?
Yeah. The challenge was the first winter, because as I say before, we came from a country with this not, I don't like to say normal, but with four seasons and sunny and everything, And then when we came here, it was totally dark and no sun. And then the doctor said, you have to take some pills with vitamin D and mm-hmm. everything. So it was difficult in the beginning, especially when everything was dark, you know, a bit depressive. Yeah. So, yeah, but then we got usual and yeah, now it's going to be our third winter. And it's okay.
So you are getting used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are getting used to the fact that you see all four seasons in one day here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What do you love most about Faroe Islands? What is it that touches your heart when you think about Faroe Islands?
The fact that it's totally safe to live here. It's the security that you have. The culture, because everybody's it's a nice person. They are how to explain. It's difficult, but yeah, I didn't meet any bad people. Mm. Or it's really everybody's nice. Everybody's polite with us. So
you feel good and welcome.
Yeah, I feel really comfortable here. Yeah.
That's nice to hear. When we come back, we are going to talk a bit about what you're hoping for the future and things like that. But before that, we'll just listen to a song, Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Well, we have come to the end of the program, but I still have a few more questions for you. I wanted to ask you what you are hoping to accomplish in the future.
Well, we were talking now in the break. It's difficult for me to see to say what they're going to do in the future, because it's normally year by year, because I make a contract for 1 year and then I decide what to do. If I will stay, I mean, not me, sometimes the club decide. Let's say, okay, thank you for everything, go home. It's not my case until now. But yeah, that's why I have to see when the season finish, when the contract finish, if I will stay or I will move. It's difficult to say.
Yeah, for now. And finally, what advice would you give others that are new to this community, to this country?
Well, it's difficult because I think everybody have to make their own way, you know, to know the people and just adapt. I can give advices, but then you have to try it by your own.
True.
But yeah, just relax and enjoy it, because the people here, it's very warm, it's very nice, so it's not a problem to integrate in the society. So just enjoy it.
Thank you.
And take some vitamin D pills, please.
Vitamin D. Actually, that's another thing I always say, you know, when I don't think so. In the times that I came 32 years ago, 33 years ago, they didn't tell, and there was no advice about taking vitamin D, and I never took until 4 years ago. I really had health issues. So take your vitamin D.
Yeah, true.
Good. That's a great advice. Yeah. Christian, thank you so much for coming here and sharing your story with us, and wishing you all the best as you coach, to you and your wife.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will see each other sometimes.
For sure. For
barbecue.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's all we have time today for, but we hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Next Monday is the last program before Christmas, and we have a special program prepared for you. I'll be here with a previous guest, Sarah Foghill from Namibia, and we are going to be talking about Christmas. If you'd like to be a guest on Home and Away, and you have a story to tell, please send us a message on our Facebook page, Home and Away. This program will be replayed tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we will post the link shortly afterwards. Till next time, take care and stay happy.